find yourself having kind of a moment when you put on the NFL jersey and the NFL helmet? Do you have that kind of moment?
Definitely, you know, because I always dreamed of this opportunity, and now it's here. It's like, wow, that this has happened so quick, you know, and I spent so much time into football to trying to get to this point, you know, and just this first day just felt so much. I just wanted to go out there today and just compete and go one-on-one with guys, you know. But like I said, it's all about learning right now. I don't want to overwhelm myself with all the hype, you know, just because my dream is finally starting to come true. You know, I just want to just, like I said, smooth into it and just be settled as possible.
I mean, you were the man at Pittsburgh. You come here and, you know, you're just, you know, another number, another rookie. Is it a different emotion when you come here and you start practice here?
For the person I am, you know, I'm always go out there and be the best that I can be. You know, I know I'm a great player, a versatile player, a guy that can change a team. But right now, you know, I'm just trying to fit in where I can, you know, and not try to be that man, that guy, because there's plenty of guys here that's already that. You know, I just want to come in here and help the team win as much as possible.
We expect you to be a part of this offense next season, obviously. And Andy Dalton said he'd watched the game film on you and said he was impressed. Just what does it mean to hear that from your future quarterback here?
It just means a lot, you know. It just hearing that from you, you know, lets me know that he gets some trust in me, that he's ready to work with me, you know. But I just got to show him that he can fully trust me and I can learn the system and I can adapt to him as quickly as possible.
You said you think you can change a team. You that confident in yourself that you can be that much of a difference maker year one in the NFL?
Definitely, you know, every team I've been played for, you know, I helped change that team in a way, you know, even if it wasn't leading to a national championship, you know, I helped lead a lot of teams to victories, you know, I feel I can do the same here.
A lot of opportunities in front of you, obviously, with Jones and Sanu now gone, and also in practice, you get to go up against a stable of guys that were drafted in the first round and the secondary. How much better can you get given that kind of opportunity?
Definitely, you know, you see William got drafted first round, you know, he's one of the top corners. Coming into the NFL, you know, and just being able to work with him before I actually get to work with the guys that's vets here, like Pac-Man Jones and them guys, it's already given me opportunity to greater myself, to become a better player, you know, and just compete at the highest level. So it's definitely an advantage for me to play here.
Did you go against William at all so far?
Not yet. You know, they don't want us to really be physical and hands-on. They just want us just to learn, adapt, and just play hands-free right now.
Do you want that moment?
Definitely, you know, because I'm a competitor. I love to compete. Anybody that comes in front of me, you know, I'm going to try to win, and I want that guy to try to beat me. You know, and if he don't do that, then I'm not bettering myself.
I wanted to ask you about one of the other draft picks, Andrew Billings, the kid from Baylor, this real big defensive guy. You know anything about him? He's, like, supposed to be the strongest man in college football. Have you heard anything about him?
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard. You know, him and the other guy, they had down at number two, but I ain't really hearing much of him, but I knew it was 75. I was there at the podium when they drafted him, and they told me about him. You know, I know he's a real big, huge guy, physical at that, you know, so I definitely feel he's an extra element to add on to.